mission. Hey, 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 hey.
All right. Got a little raspy there, Steve.
My headphones fell off.
Uh-oh.
Wait, who got a little raspy?
I got a little raspy.
Oh, both of them?
little tickle.
Hey.
Allergy season's back, guys. It's not the my Sharona virus. Oh, my pretty one. My dirty one. Didn't you come from Wuhan? My Sharona virus. All right, anyway. All right, this is the last one we're going to do, and then we're going to go talk to the guys. Pat and Lils. This is a song called Strung Out. It goes a little something like this.
It's been 7 hours since I left you there, pretending that I didn't care, pretending that it didn't even matter. Now all I do is think of you. Why you even bother? And you say you don't know, and I won't let go, 'cause I don't wanna be over. Coming down, I can't take it now. I don't know what I should do. You got me so.
Guys, yeah, that was our little acoustic set for today, and I guess we'll be talking in a couple minutes, but thanks for listening. Thanks, WMFO 91.5.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic stuff right there. That was Modern Day Idols for you right there.
Fantastique. Yeah, right. Nice little performance there. Some fat tambourine and snare happening.
Yep. Like, we're going to have them in the studio soon enough to have a little chit-chat with us. Yeah. But first, how about we bring it back to some music before we get that rolling?
Sure, why not? Let's cram in some more tunes. What do we got?
All right. We're going to bring it back with Bedlam and Squalor. This is their track, Everything Reminds Me of You. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, on the town with Mikey D. I don't know why I'm pronouncing it like that. I've just decided that's going to be my thing as long as I'm co-hosting this. Anyway, here's Everything Reminds Me of You by Bedlam and Squalor.
Thank you.
91.5 FM WMFO. I don't know why I said it like that.
That was quite a bit more jocular than this show, I feel like, merits. We're not a morning zoo crew or anything like that.
Hey, we make jocks.
Yes, we make jocks, whatever that means.
Jokes.
is that the fancy pronunciation for jokes?
Yeah, you know, short for jocular.
I suppose that's
where the word derives from.
I suppose so. Another lovely block of music for you. Beginning that off, we had Everything Reminds Me That. My tongue. We had Everything Reminds Me of You by Bedlam and Squalor. Following that, The Flowers of Evil by 4 Point Restraints. And what you just heard, a brand new song from Modern Day Idols, Not the Only One. And
well, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, they just played in the On the Town with Mikey D studio. But
right.
I mean, that sure would be nice if they were around to have a little. Oh, what do you know? We have with us in the studio, Modern Day Idols. They were just in the other studio. Now they're here. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Chris Wagner, singer and guitar player. And
I'm Stephen Hart. I play drums.
Fantastic.
Very cool.
Very, very good performance back in there.
Well, thank you.
What were you saying about like the drum kit?
When I've done radio performances over the years, I bring a snare drum with a tambourine duct taped to it. And that's my drum set. And it's
fantastic.
Really nice and easy on my back.
Like you're saying something about like, you know, this is like the Octagon kit or something like that.
Well, you know, back in the day, played big drum sets and stuff like that. And people had silly things like cages and Roctagons and gongs and stuff. And yeah, this is like the stripped down, I'm 53 years old.
Much drum more set. Utilitarian.
Yeah. No muss, no fuss.
One mic. One microphone and some duct tape. Duct tape makes rock and roll work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Duct tape makes most things work, you could say.
So, we saw awesome. The Octagon for like church performances and things like that. Mm.
Yes. Jesus loves his octobons.
Oh, yes, he does. Did you just call it an octobon?
Yeah, octobons, that's
like
different.
You were trying to say octagon and autobahn at the same time.
No, octobons were a drum.
Yeah, those were
those. Oh, really?
The, yeah, those were like
okay,
the
then
small
I'm
tubes.
Then I'm the idiot.
Super long, like tubular drums that most famously Stuart Copeland used. From
yeah, Copeland, probably Neil Peart.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen those like super long barrel sort of drums.
Yeah,
they're like tiny toms.
Hmm, very cool.
Very cool.
So like, in preparation for this show, like I was listening to the EP that's currently up on your guys' Bandcamp page, which like much more sort of electric sort of stuff, and I was digging it, like very sort of power poppy. I got lots of sort of Big Star and Replacements kind of vibes from it.
There's a little bit of that in there, yeah. Thanks.
Mm, fantastic stuff.
I was hearing the Replacements quite a bit too.
Oh yeah.
So you guys normally have a full band.
Yeah, unfortunately, our other two members weren't able to get out here this evening, so Steve and I have been doing sort of the acoustic duo tour, the guitar and drums, just doing some promotion for this. So
very nice.
I mean, no, all due respect to the other two guys, I thought that was like a very like full sounding performance.
Yeah, that was very solid. You could totally do that in like a bunch of other places, like coffee houses and stuff like that, where you couldn't fit a whole band or something like that.
Yeah, it was good. We actually. This is the second time we've done it, the two of us. So, but we've been playing together long enough that it, it worked.
I think when you've got two voices going and some sort of backbeat, and if the acoustic is strumming and the voices are loud, it can sound fairly full. I did a lot of that, like on the road with other bands. We would have that stripped down thing and play anywhere during the day. Just like jump on an open mic in coffee houses on the road or play on the street and open up the guitar case. It works, and it works for this kind of thing too. You know?
Yeah, you can always make up for like a minimal arrangement with enthusiasm and exuberance. That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
As I'm sure many of my folk punk friends can attest.
Yeah. Big attitude.
Oh, yeah. Faux show.
And when these guys aren't available, I do a lot of this stuff by myself anyway, so I've gotten into a bit of a groove with it, so it makes it a little easier. So,
Can you tell us anything about the EP that's going to be coming up? Obviously, we just heard a new track from it. That's going to be on it.
Right. Yeah. So we started working on this stuff over a year ago, actually. The band had sort of changed some members. We started in 2011 originally. But things changed over the last couple of years. And I had a bunch of songs that hadn't had seen the light of day other than my own, you know, playing them. And I got together with Steve and our guitarist Tony Savarino and our bassist Tommy Latta and started working this stuff up and started to sound good. We started playing out more, and I decided, you know, after what, 7 years, it was time maybe for another record. So we got the stuff together and contacted Ducky Carlisle.
Yeah.
And Ice Station Zebra. Ducky's great. Hey, Ducky. And he charmed me into using him to do the record, and we had a blast. We took our time with it. It's only 7 songs, but I think there's 7 really good songs. And
sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of become the new thing more and more. Like especially, you know, bands of this level, of the local level, have been recording a lot more EPs than full albums a lot more and more lately.
Well, I mean, even though it's, I think if you know what you're doing, which I don't really with, like, digital recording, I mean, like, do your own stuff. I think if you can do your own stuff and you know how to do it really well, and I know some people that do. In fact, the guy that produced our previous record, a lot of that was done in his house. I think you can, you know, I think it sounds, I think you can, if you know what you're doing, you can get something that sounds really good and it's not going to cost you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, still to this day, if you're doing stuff in a studio, unless you've got somebody else fronting it, it starts to add up. So trying to do like 15 songs is not the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to still have a house, you know.
Yeah. Well, also there's a lot of bands these days share members that play in other bands. So sometimes it's smart for these bands to take a bite that they can take, you know, and if they're not playing out all the time and they're not like a well-oiled machine, maybe 5 or 6 songs is easier to do. We had been playing out a bunch. 2 of the songs on this are from Chris's catalog prior to myself and Tony and Tommy getting in the band. And then 5 of them were written with this current lineup. So when we tracked Basics, it was very quick. We banged them all out pretty quickly. And then Chris took his time doing the icing on the cake,
The auditory cake.
Keyboard player.
The auditory cake.
We had some keyboards. Tom West, who's awesome. Came in and did Mellotron and organ piano on it, which
you never hear much Mellotron these days.
I specifically wanted that. The options were hiring a small orchestra.
So like he had like a legit old timey Mellotron sort of thing, or
actually no, it was a sample, but it sounds great. And the minute that he threw that on there, I said that's exactly what that song needed, and we're pretty happy with it. But it was a good time. We took our time with it, and we wanted to get it right, and I think we did for us. And it's, you know, for me, it's a little bit of a departure writing-wise. I hate getting into, like, you know, I hate people that, I was so tortured or whatever. But no, I wasn't. It just, I feel like it's a more mature record. I like Almost Glad to See You quite a bit. I like the stuff that's on there. And the 2 songs that didn't make it onto that record that are on this, this group of guys really fine-tuned it and made it what it is. I mean, they were formed songs before, but, you know.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very
is there some, like, new stuff that you're listening to that kind of influenced that change?
Yeah, I think when the original lineup of the band sort of faltered about, I guess, I don't know, what, 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago, I needed to get out of what I'd been listening to, and I started listening to some things that I hadn't listened to for a while, or some older things. I tend to be one of those people that, like, stuff I should have been listening to 10 years ago, I never did, and then, like, it's new to me now.
Oh, yeah.
So I was listening to a bunch of stuff that's a little different than some of what I normally listen to, and that helped, you know, influence some ideas in terms of, like, you know, just trying to write a different type of song or something with a different feel, and I think we achieved that. I think it's, I don't know, it's a more mature step, I suppose. But
yeah, awesome.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to, like, keep up with every new thing at this point, because we're all just so tired.
That's true.
At the last surprise party band practice I had, one of my friends was just like, "Have you heard of this band Destroyer?" And, like, I thought they were talking about the metal band, but they were just telling me, "No, it's this psychedelic yacht rock band." And I couldn't wrap my
Destroyer.
And I couldn't wrap my mind around that.
Yeah, So that's like a 70s soft rock vibe with trippiness?
I mean, he played a little bit for me, and it sounded a bit like, I mean, I would describe it as like Animal Collective, but with, you know, really smooth, like Ray-Bans wearing saxophones.
So Steely Dan meets Tame Impala.
I mean, that's probably not quite the, like, you know, the new stuff you guys were listening to, though.
No.
So
I want to hear that.
Before we got on mic, like, you were mentioning the studio you were recording at, Ice Station Zebra. Ice Station Zebra, and you mentioned some pretty big names were recorded there before, which I thought was pretty rad.
Yeah. Well, Ducky, I mean, Ducky's worked with a million people for years, so, I mean, there are all sorts of people. He was telling us little interesting stories. I mean, he's done a lot of work with Buddy Guy. He's worked with
Susan Tedeschi.
Aerosmith, Susan Tedeschi.
A lot of local rockers. Yeah. He just did Nat Freeberg's new record.
Ah, very cool.
From the Upper Crust. No Brainer is the name of the band. And he actually played drums on that and recorded it, right?
I think so, yeah.
Ah, very cool.
And he's, you know,
he's a good he's like a really good drummer.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Bands he's like, got an amazing, like, bunch of drum gear at his house.
Got amazing.
It's almost a little intimidating.
Yeah, amazing bunch of everything in his house. It's, like, yeah. It's fascinating to sort of be there. And he's got the best dog, so... He has a dog named Ronson, named after Mick Ronson.
That's important.
And yeah.
He'll just sit there. It's like louder than hell.
I mean.
And the dog just hung out in front of his drum kit during
Yeah, we went to go track. There was a couple of the songs, and the dog was in the room. And I was like, oh, you guys, is the dog okay? And we were about to, like, put, and the way the house is set up, he's in the basement.
Yeah.
And I'm in the living room on the drums. With the dog, and I was like, and they're, oh no, he's fine. And I literally played, and I was playing like loud drums in the room, and the dog didn't move at all. And he was like right in front of my kick drum, just sitting on the ground.
That is,
and I'm like,
a
he's
very...
either deaf or incredibly acclimated.
Yeah, that is one patient dog for sure.
It was impressive. He did
one
it for two
boy.
Songs. It was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to be playing, and like he was just sitting there.
I mean, that sounds like you got everything there. You got drums. You got dogs.
Yeah, you're just gonna listen to that record and be like. That sounds like someone who's hanging out with a dog while
he
playing
was,
these.
He, the song that you played, not the only one. He was there for that. He was right in front of the kick drum. Yeah,
right
you can
away.
Tell.
Wait, you can tell?
Yeah.
How could you tell?
That's kind of like a dog sitting in front of the kick drum sound. Yeah, you've got going there.
Yeah, if you get close enough to like the actual disc, it kind of has that smell. You know?
It's real poochy.
It smells a little bit like a, you know... Johnson hadn't had a bath in a couple of days.
I hope the dog gets a credit on whatever liner notes you guys come up with for the EP.
Yeah, moral support.
Like, you know, just the dog's name plays patience. Something like that.
He saw us through some tough times.
As all good dogs should, I'm sure.
Right.
Do you have any shows coming up the pipeline?
Well, it's funny that you ask because we do, we're going to be releasing this. I want to thank whoever's listening, that helped. We just completed a very successful Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, nice.
To help get this record out. So I want to thank everybody that was kind enough to donate and help us out. In fact, all the stuff that we are giving out. With that is coming soon. The CDs just went off to be printed today, actually, so we'll have them in time for the show. But the show's March 27th at the Burn Back Room in Somerville,
Davis
Square. It's early. It's 7 to 9, and we're playing with our friends High End. He just got signed to Rumbar Records. And,
oh, nice. I know Rumbar Records.
Yeah, and it should be a really good time. We're pulling out all the stops. We've got keyboards coming in for this. Which we don't normally have, just to sort of mirror the record itself.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's gonna be a good time. There are advance tickets available online. You can also, you know, get tickets at the door. They're a little cheaper at the online, but check it out. You can check it out on our site or at the Burren. Or
I apologize. What date is that happening?
Friday, March 27th. So it's almost two weeks and a couple days from now. So.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to get that on the concert report.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, awesome. For sure.
For that week.
Yeah. All right. That was Modern Day Idols in the studio with us. Thank you so much for popping in to have a couple of words.
Thank you so much.
And, of course, thank you for the awesome performance you guys just gave, not more than maybe like 15 minutes ago or so.
No, we appreciate it. So thanks very much for having us. And yeah, we'll hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah,
all right. Check them out online at, actually, you want to give like your socials and stuff where people can find you?
You can find Modern Day Idols on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And our main website is moderndayidols.com. So you can check that out.
There's Bandcamp.
And Bandcamp. We got a Bandcamp page. I don't want to spoil it, but we're going to be releasing that track as something people can check out in advance soon on Bandcamp.
All right.
So,
sounds good.
Check us out. Check it out.
All right.
See you. Thanks.
Thank you again. Modern Day Idols, everybody.
Awesome.
Should we get back to some music for a little bit, Pat?
All right. Well, let's check out a brand spanking new track from their brand spanking new album, Fun With Junk. This is Limits by Power Slut.
Fantastic.
91.5 WMFO.
Take it too far. Get out. short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it five, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
91.5 FM, WFMO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is On the Town with Mikey D.
That's right.
We just got through another block of music for you. Right there, that was Empty Cabinets by Circus Trees off the Sakura EP. Right before that, Codependency by Elsewhere. And just before that, Limits by Power Slut.
Very cool, yeah. Nice block there.
They either have or are going to be like ending soon, right?
They just had their CD release for that record Fun with Junk, and they apparently Linnea is hanging up the Dr. Power Slut hat and picking up another hat with a different name.
Yeah. Well, they had a fantastic run, and we shall miss them very deeply.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, boy, we're just about, reaching the close of the program tonight.
Yeah, reaching the finish
line. I think, in spite of all the hiccups, I think we did fairly well without the headmaster sort of looking us over.
Yeah, I mean, he's watching from afar and shaking his head.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Quite pedantically.
Yeah. I like that word, pedantic.
It's good good stuff.
Oh, nice save.
Yeah. I think we did okay. We're cute. Aren't we? No, I thought we did fine, and you know, our guests tonight.
They were delightful.
They're quite delightful and played some good tunes.
So what do you say we our next block is probably going to be our last block. So what do you say we just get that rolling?
All right. Well, let's kick things off with some tunes.
Okay.
A few more for you before we close out the night.
Bringing us back into the block. Here's Pregnancy Mask with Hold Me Down.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D.
On the town with Mikey D.
Well, now we're actually closing things up, so...
Yep, rounding out our block. That was our last block of the evening. Starting out that block, we had Hold Me Down by Pregnancy Mask. Following that, Perfect Person by Wired for Sound. And just now, we just closed it out with Anything But Lovely by Old Soul. Yeah, they just put out a new record a while ago. I got to get my hands on that to play it on another episode.
Yeah.
For show.
So until next time, get your buns to a show and check out your new favorite local band. Maybe one of the ones you heard tonight. Maybe one that you'll hear...